Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We use all kinds of technology these days, even when we vote.
Oh, yeah.
Today, we're looking at ballot marking devices, BMDs.
BMDs.
Sometimes you might not even realize you're using one.
I know. It's one of those things you might not even think about unless someone points it out, you know?
Right. We've got four academic papers and a study from Georgia all about BMDs.
Cool.
The big question is, are they really secure? We always hear that paper ballots are the gold standard.
Yeah, paper ballots.
But with BMDs, you aren't marking the paper directly.
So, is it really as secure?
That's what we're diving into.
Before we get too deep into security, though, maybe we should explain exactly what a BMD is.
Good point. Not everyone's a voting tech expert. So imagine you walk into your polling place,
Right.
but instead of that familiar paper ballot and pen, you see a touch screen.
Like a big tablet or something.
You make your choices right there on the screen, tap, tap, tap.
Easy peasy.
Then the machine prints out a summary of your vote on paper.
Like a receipt.
Kinda. And that paper is what gets scanned to count your vote.
Oh, okay, so that's where the paper trail comes in.
Right. But here's the thing. That paper trail is created by software.
Oh.
And software, well, software can have glitches, bugs, you name it.
And sometimes it can even be manipulated.
Researchers Appel, DeMello, and Stark, they really get into this.
What do they say?
They argue that BMDs, just because they rely on this software, are inherently less secure than hand-marked paper ballots.
Less secure, how so?
Think about it, hacking, software bugs, even just someone misconfiguring the BMD.
Oh, yeah.
Any of those things could change what gets printed from what the voter actually chose.
So the paper record, the thing we think of as secure, could be wrong from the start.
And it's tough to catch because that manipulation happens before the paper's even there.
So recounts and audits might not
It's
help.
like a hidden vulnerability.
Makes you think twice about that paper trail equals security idea.
Exactly. What if that paper itself is messed up?
Does it really give you that same confidence as a hand-marked ballot?
That leads to this whole trust but verify problem.
Trust but verify.
Researchers DeMello, Cadell, and Marks, they point this out.
Right.
They say verifying your vote only works if you can actually review it accurately, catch any errors.
And can people really do that?
Honestly, how often do you second guess yourself, even with the simple stuff?
All the time. Like,
Yeah.
what was I just about to do?
Exactly. Now imagine trying to remember every single choice on a long ballot.
Yeah, that's a lot to keep track of.
There's actually a study from Tennessee that looked into this.
What did they do?
They showed voters sample ballots after they voted.
Sample ballots.
Some were accurate, some had errors.
Sneaky.
Get this, over 55% misidentified the incorrect ballot as correct.
Wow, more than half the people didn't even know their own votes.
It's kind of unsettling, right? Like, how can we rely on voter verification if our memories are that fuzzy?
Yeah, I mean, remembering what you voted for is one thing.
But what if it's wrong because of something you couldn't even see?
Makes you wonder if there's a better way to handle this whole verification thing. So this Michigan study, they actually took it a step further.
Oh, yeah. What did they do?
They got these AccuVote TSX voting machines.
Wait, those are real voting machines, right?
Yep, the ones used in lots of states.
Yeah.
And they modified them to act like BMDs.
Cool.
They wanted to see what happens when things go wrong.
So they were actually introducing errors.
On purpose, yeah.
Yeah.
They set up this whole mock polling place
Where is this?
at the Ann Arbor District Library with poll workers, the whole nine yards.
Wow. So it was like a real election.
As close as they could get, they got over 240 people to participate.
That's a decent sample size, not just a handful of students or something.
Regular people from the community, just like you'd see at the polls. Now, here's the kicker.
Okay, the suspense is killing me.
Every single ballot they printed had an error on it.
Whoa, every single one.
Yep, they programmed the machines to do it.
What kind of errors?
Could be a deselected choice
Yeah.
or a vote added for someone you didn't pick. Sometimes they even switched your vote to a different candidate in the same race.
Man, that's messed up. So, how many people caught these errors?
Without anyone prompting them, only 40% even looked at their printed ballot.
Seriously, that means most people just totally trusted the machine.
Pretty much. And even of the ones who did the look, only 6.6% noticed something was wrong.
So, less than 7% caught the error. What's the point of the paper trail if it's not working?
That's the big question, isn't it? It
Ugh.
brings us right back to that voter verification problem.
Like, even with the paper, there's no guarantee AD people might not catch the errors anyway.
Yep. It's a tough nut to crack. But they didn't just stop there. They tried to find ways to make verification better.
Okay, so they were trying to help people catch those errors.
Exactly. They tested a bunch of different things, like signs encouraging people to check their ballot.
Like a little reminder nudge.
They also had poll workers give verbal reminders.
So actually saying something to the voters.
Right. And they even tried giving voters a slate of candidates they were supposed to vote for.
A slate? What's that?
Think of it like a cheat sheet to help them remember their choices so they could double check the printout.
Interesting idea. So did any of this actually work?
Some of it did, yeah.
Which ones worked best? Give me the good news.
The best results came from the poll worker actually talking to the voter.
Not just signs or whatever, but a real person saying something.
Right, but specifically after the ballot was printed, right before they scanned it.
So kind of a last minute, hey, make sure this is right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When they said things like, have you carefully reviewed every choice? The error detection rate went up to almost 13%.
That's more than double. So even just a little nudge can make a big difference.
But the biggest improvement came when they combined those verbal prompts with the slate idea.
The cheat sheet thing. Really?
Yeah, the error detection rate jumped all the way up to 73%.
Whoa, that's huge. So reminding people what they voted for and detailing them to double check, that's the magic combo.
Seems like it. It really shows those simple interventions can make a big difference.
But there's a catch, right? I mean, that slate was just random candidates.
Good point, you're right. In a real election, people would have their own WN slate, their actual choices.
So more research is needed to see if it works with personalized slates.
Definitely. But the study authors, they also created this security model to analyze their findings. And it highlights something really important. There's a trade-off we need to think about.
Trade-off. Between what and what?
Between how sensitive the system is to problems and how good we are at catching errors.
Okay, unpack that for me.
If the system freaks out over every little thing, you get tons of false alarms.
Like people misremembering or getting confused, and it triggers an investigation even if there's no real problem.
Exactly. Those false alarms, they cost money, they undermine trust.
And they give people who want to cause trouble a way to mess things up even more. But on the other hand, if the bar is set too high, we might miss real cases of fraud.
Right. Especially if the errors are small and only affect a few votes. It's a balancing act.
So we need to be sensitive enough to catch the real problems, but not so sensitive that we're chasing shadows all the time.
That's the dilemma. And their model suggests it's really hard to find that balance when everyone's using BMDs.
So more BMDs, more potential for things to slip through.
That's the idea. Their model shows that even if 80% of voters caught the errors, that might not be enough to trigger an investigation in a close race.
So even with a really high detection rate, we still might not be able to catch fraud. That's kind of scary.
It's something to think about. But here's where it gets interesting. The model also shows that limiting BMD use can really help.
So maybe BMDs aren't bad in themselves. It's just about using them strategically.
That's what the research points to. Remember how we talked about Maryland, where most people use hand-marked ballots, but BMDs are available if you need them?
Yeah, it's like a backup option.
Their model shows that in a system like that, even if fewer people using the BMDs caught the errors, the system would be much better at catching fraud overall.
Because those errors would stand out more, since most ballots are hand-marked.
Exactly. So limiting BMD use and sticking with hand-marked ballots for most people, that might be the most secure way to go.
It's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Sometimes the simplest solution is the best.
It really makes you think about what we're gaining and what we're risking.
Convenience is great, but not if it comes at the cost of our elections being secure.
Right. And we've seen that even with those prompts and reminders, voters might not catch every error.
We're only human. We make mistakes, especially in a situation like voting where you might feel rushed or pressured.
You're in the booth, you've got this long ballot, and then you're supposed to be a super sleuth checking for tiny errors on this printout.
It's a lot to expect. And remember, some errors might not even be visible if the software itself is messed up.
That's what makes this so tricky. So are BMDs really worth it if we already have hand-marked paper ballots?
That's the key question. Hand-marked ballots, they might seem old school, but they're clear, they're verifiable.
What you see is what you get. No question of software shenanigans.
Exactly. Maybe BMDs have a place, like for folks who need help accessing the ballot.
That makes sense. Accessibility is important.
But should they be the main way we vote? maybe not.
Sticking with hand-marked ballots for most people and using BMDs only in specific cases, that sounds like a good compromise.
It's about finding that balance, right? We can't just jump on every new technology without thinking about the downsides.
Especially when it comes to something as important as voting. Security and transparency have got to be the top priorities.
Couldn't agree more.
This has been a wild ride, learning about all this.
Definitely some food for thought.
We hope you'll keep digging into these questions, too. Do your own research. See what you think about BMDs and how we vote. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.